I don't remember what we were up. I think three scores, maybe three or four scores. And I thought, okay, yeah, this is great. Well, I remember last year, something similar happened. I think we were only up two scores. Them ended up coming back and beating us. So I thought, well, okay, all right, let's just try not to repeat what happened last year. And sure enough, here they came. And, we just had to tighten up a little bit and, got some big stops when we needed them, a couple 2-point conversions after they scored. And, then our offense just needed to find a couple good plays, and we were able to do that and, walk away with a victory. So it was nice to get that win on senior night and, set yourself up for a good postseason matchup.
Certainly is. The one thing we talk about postseason, you're sitting in the in a good spot right now with a bye next week. I don't know all the this and that of what would happen with a loss tonight, but you certainly don't want to lose and get into a game next week somehow if you dropped a spot in the seedings.
Yeah, I think luckily the way it's going to shape out is either way we're going to get that bye week. But certainly, I mean, it could. Something crazy could happen, and we want to prevent that from happening. That's the thing, like you said, is we need to just focus on the task at hand. We don't need to worry about what's going to happen, next week or the week after that, or who we're going to play in the playoffs yet. We just need to focus on getting a win tonight and focusing on that. And, that's the most important thing is going 1-0 right now. So if we can just come down here, take care of business. That'll be just about right for us.
Get a win tonight and keep everybody healthy. That's one of the goals. Every game is trying to keep everybody healthy. How are your kids doing at this point of the season?
Oh, we got some some dings and some bumps and bruises here and there, but we're doing okay. Things, the guys that have been hurt are starting to heal. Then they're getting better. We did have a young kid get beat up a little bit last week. But he's doing better. He's making it through. But we knock on wood, we've done pretty well this season. So we just when we have had injuries, guys have just stepped up and played their positions. So we've been lucky in that sense. Maybe more lucky this year than we have been in the past. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Mound City has struggled this year. They're 2-6. They picked up a win last week over to Cab, but they're a young team, as you said during the coaches show. They appear to be getting better every week, but it's just a team that they're always dangerous. You know what they're going to do. They don't change a lot, but still, as they improve, you can bet they're going to come out and do their best to play a Rockport team as tough as they can.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, like absolutely. I mean this is a it's when we're only traveling 30 minutes to play each other. Certainly, this becomes sort of a rivalry. They're going to be up for the game. They're going to be ready to go. I mean, yeah, we're not in any position as a football team to be overlooking any opponents. I mean, just because they've won two games and that doesn't matter to us. They're going to be up for the game. They're going to be ready. Their last regular season game for them at home too. And they're going to be ready to go. And, they're going to be wanting, it would be a huge feather in their cap to get a third win against us. So, I mean, we need to make sure that we're just focused on doing our jobs and doing what we've taught week to week and, take care of business.
All right, Coach, we'll finish with this. What are a couple of the keys of things going well tonight for Rockport?
Oh, the same things I always say. I mean, just doing our jobs. I mean, it's going to be simple as that. I mean, just do your job. Don't do too much. Do what we've taught you all week and concentrate on the offensive line, make sure we're making the right blocks and blocking the right people. If we do those things, we're just physical. If we try to be as physical as we can and be tough throughout the entire game, I think we'll be all right.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there is good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We turn our attention out of the Mountain City Panthers and joined by Coach Taylor Standifer of the Panthers. Coming off a win last week, Coach, it's been tough finding those W's this year, obviously. But last week, as you said, you know, coaching show this week, you got some kids back. You got the offensive line doing a great job. And when they do that, the big guys in the backfield have a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's going to be a big key for us tonight. Getting those guys on the line, sustaining those blocks. This is a good Rockport team, especially up front on their line. So this will be a real test for us to see if we can take that next step forward and sustain those blocks against a good team.
Rockport coming in here 5-3. Boy, they won a barn burner last week. I'm sure you've been doing a little scouting on that. They were up big in that game with South Holt and then held on to win it by two. They felt pretty good for a while, probably a little shaky at the end.
Yeah, you know, that was a very close game. And that gives us, our guys, some encouragement. You know, against South Holt, we had just as many yards as South Holt did on offense. So we got to do a great job tonight sustaining our blocks, moving the chains, marching down the field. But then we got to find a way to get in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. A young football team is what you have this year. We talked about that off and on. Keeping them positive. I mean, that win last week is going to help. But, I mean, I'm sure at times that's kind of a challenge to keep them positive when things just aren't going your way.
It has been. But this team really has done a tremendous job of staying positive and just keep getting back to work every week during practice. They've impressed me. They've never just quit and given up on the season. We've continued to work to get better.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about both teams on offense tonight. I mean, just they want to run, and that's fine. That keeps the clock moving. It shortens the football game, and I think both teams kind of have that philosophy. Keep it on the ground, shorten the ball game, and we've got a better chance.
Oh, absolutely. I know that's our philosophy, and I think that's the same way with Rockport. They want to run the ball. Keep that clock moving. It does give both teams a better chance.
Defensively tonight for your squad, I mean, obviously, stop the run game. You just pack the box up, or you have to be more wary of the outside game?
We got to take away that trap stuff underneath. Stop what they're trying to do up front. Our guys have to do a great job following the pole and just playing at the line of scrimmage up front and not going backwards at all.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure teams scouting Mountain City, they're kind of stacking it up on you, I'm sure, on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, they are. But as I tell the boys, the more guys that they stack in the box, that's fewer guys that we have to block downfield. So if we can block them at the point of attack, that gives us a good chance down the field.
Mm-hmm. And regardless of the outcome tonight, Mountain City will be in action next week as district play gets underway. You want to win tonight and move in there. That'd be sweet to be going in there with two wins in a row.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that would give us huge momentum going into districts. And whoever that first round game is that first week, it'll be a tough one. But it's a game, but it's something that would, if we can get the momentum going into that game, that'll be a huge help to us.
All right, Coach, we'll call that good. We'll wish you and the Panthers good luck tonight.
Thanks, John.
That's our visit with Mountain City Coach Taylor Stanford. We'll be back with more information on our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon.
Missouri is Highway 275 Conference and District Football Night here at Siglinski Field. I'm John Nixon with Troy Nelson here up on the press box on the west side of Siglinski Field and hoping for a good ball game. Mountain City coming in off that win last week over DeKalb, just their second of the year, but they're pretty much at full strength tonight. First time in a while they've had pretty much all their players available. Rockport, they're coming in here off a win last week, a hard-fought victory over South Holt, you heard here on Sunny 101.3. The two teams have gone to the sidelines. They're going to do the coin toss, and while they're doing that, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups. We'll start with the visitors from Rockport. Offensively for Coach Dalton Jones tonight, at center is going to be Bracton Cook, 175-pound sophomore. He's in there for Brenton Heron, who is injured. At the other guard side, Ryan Heron, a 220-pound freshman. The other guard, Jared Hunter, a 220-pound senior. The ends, Corbin Jacob, 155 and a sophomore, and Brecken Kelly, 140 and a senior. At quarterback is Aiden Burke, 165-pound senior. Fullback, Philip Heron, 140 and a senior. The other tailback is Micah Makings, a 185-pound senior. Your starting offense for the Rockport Blue Jays.
All right, defensively for the Blue Jays, we got number 2, Trulin Pankow. We got number 10, Aiden Burke. We got number 18, Brecken Kelly, defensive end. Number 22, Philip Heron, linebacker. Number 26, Corbin Jacob, linebacker. Number 33, Micah Makings, defensive end. 34, Cade Makings, defensive back. And number 62, Jarrett Hunter, defensive tackle.
For Mound City, Coach Taylor Stanford starting eight tonight. Will include an end, Eli Caton, 145 and a senior, and Bryson Tenney, 150-pound senior. Up front tonight, Gage Knapp at a guard, 180 and a junior. Noah Oswald in the middle, a 220 and a senior. And Chase Meyer, the other guard, a 230-pound junior for the Panthers. In the backfield, quarterback Cole Gillenwater, 155 and a junior. And the starters tonight in the backfield, Nick Ivey, 130 and a freshman. Quentin Brandon is back, 180-pound senior from injuries. We didn't see him last time around. Brad Sutton is back tonight, 175 and a junior. We expect to see him and possibly Kane Durr, a 150-pound sophomore.
All right, defensively for the home team Panthers, you got number 4, Eli Canton, defensive back. Number 7, Brad Sutton, defensive end. Number 9, Quentin Brandon, defensive end. Number 10, Kane Durr, defensive back. Number 12, August Meadows, defensive back. Number 16, Cole Gillenwater, defensive back. Number 18, Matt Rieger, linebacker. 34, Nick Ivey, defensive back. 42, Noah Oswald, defensive line. And number 60, Chase Meyer, defensive line.
Rockport won the toss, said, give us the football. They will go from the left to the right toward the south end zone here in the first quarter of tonight's action at Cyglinski Field. Senior night, last home game for the Panther seniors, at least in the regular season. District start next week. Rockport, pretty sure that they're firmly entrenched in a number 6 seed, which would mean a bye for them next week. They don't want to lose tonight and have something silly happen somewhere else and get knocked out of that spot, but at least we think that's going to be the situation where they will get a week off and be the 6th seed. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your friends and your referees, your game officials, they're a vital part of our high school athletics. If you've ever tried a hand at officiating, but you know how hard it is and how hard these men and women work, you can certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep those things in mind as you attend sporting events. This message brought to you by your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. All right, we are ready to roll. Mound City set to kick it away here to start the ball game. Teed up at the 30-yard line. Looks like Gillenwater to kick it. I believe that's 16.
Yep.
And he approaches the ball, and it's an onside kick, rolling and bouncing, and Micah Makings, I believe, no, 26, falls on top of the Blue Jays. That's Corbin Jacob. And Jacob will give Rockport good field position at their own 35-yard line to start their first possession of the ball game. So 12 minutes up on the clock, and we are set to go here. Split the backs on the rear right side hash mark for the Blue Jays. Aiden Burke calling the count. He'll turn, and he gives it to the fullback. That's going to be Heron. And Heron, all 140 pounds of that fullback squad, just keeps turning his legs. He's across the 40 to the Mound City 39, a pickup of 6 on first down.
Quentin Brandon and Nick Ivey coming up for the tackle for the Panthers.
We would expect to see a lot of ground game tonight, not a lot of passing probably. They're capable, they just don't do it much. Backs are spread again. Burke back, he rolls, wants the throw, he looks, he's going to tuck it, he is hit, got away from the initial hit, short of the first down, moves forward for a first down inside the 35 and all the way down to the 31-yard line, an 8-yard pickup.
August Meadows in on the tackle for the Panthers, 130-pound sophomore.
They had Aiden Burke stop short of the first down, it looked like, but he was able to bounce himself off that tackle, it didn't wrap up. And up the field he went for the first down at the Panther 31-yard line. First down and 10. Minute gone by here in quarter number one. Fall City Tiger football tonight on sister station KTNC. The Tigers out tonight. And And here's a handoff. Makings trying the right side. He tried to run over a defender, and the defender held on and knocked him down at about the 28-yard line.
That's August Meadows again in on the tackle for Mound City. And as you said, John, he tried to get the running back, tried to run him over, and he just held on and down. Doing a good job.
Fall City out of Raymond Central tonight. That game should have just kicked off or just be kicking off as well. Here we come back over the football, staying on the right hash mark, and this time we'll go to a true eye formation. Makings will dot the eye on second and seven. Makings starts up the middle, tries to bounce to the left, and gang tackled. He might have got a yard, maybe a yard and a half on the play.
Four different purple jerseys there. Eli Canton and Quentin Brandon doing most of the damage for Mound City.
No game. Spot him down to the 28-yard line, third and seven for Rockport. Blue Jays coming over the football again. Aiden Burke jogs over the side, gets a play call from his coach, Dalton Jones. Split backs, offset, the give is to Heron. He tries the outside, and the Panthers grab him, spin him around after a gain of, again, maybe a yard and a half down to the 26-yard line.
Eli Kate. Am I saying that right?
Kate, yes.
Doing a fabulous job on his defensive end over there, stringing him out, wrapping him up, and bringing him down.
Fourth and five now for the Rockport Blue Jays. They're at the Mound City 26. They have to get to the 21. 3 minutes gone by and an early important play in this ball game. The backs are split. Burke going to keep it on a bootleg. First down and more. And he went to cut. And I think his feet went out from under him.
Yeah.
But he's down to the 15-yard line. So a pickup of 11 yards and a first down for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, like you said, very, very important play on fourth down. And getting enough for the first down and tried to cut and take it back outside and just slipped and fell.
But a big play there for Panthers. They could have got him off the field with on that fourth down play. Now first and 10 of the 15 of Mound City. Blue Jays come over the football. Makings on the right side of the formation. Hand it off. Phillip Heron straight up the middle. Looked like he got hit and stopped, and then he keeps moving. He's not very big. Man, he keeps them legs moving. He gets 2 yards on the play, bring up second and eight.
Noah Oswald and Kane Durr in on the tackle.
Pretty vanilla so far. Run it left, run it right, maybe a bootleg. But it's effective. Two first downs on the drive so far for Rockport and threatening early in the first quarter. 7:52 to play. In the first period, turn again. Heron tries the left side this time, and the running back, a senior, finds a little bit of running room down to about the 11-yard line. Will bring up the third and six.
Caton and Durr in on the tackle that time for the Panthers.
The Blue Jays, it's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Fortunately, we're getting no dust off the field.
Fortunately.
Might be chewing up a little grass. The third down and six, another big play in this ballgame. Rockport, obviously, in four down territory. They went for it once on fourth down already. Turn, Heron again. Heron moves left. Heron hit, and I don't know if he ever got taken off the ground, but he got stopped. And oh, there he is, popping out of the pile. He'll be down to the 8.5-yard line will bring up fourth down and three.
Chase Meyer and Kane Durr in on the tackle.
2 yards, 2 yards, and 3 yards for Heron on this set of downs. Fourth down and, oh, that's a long,
yeah,
fourth and four. Fourth down and four to go. Straight eye set. Burke to make it hit, and I don't... No, he didn't get there. He had to get to the five, and he's knocked down to the 6-yard line. So he mounts the football. They get stopped on downs to the Rockport Blue Jays.
He did a good job of falling forward, but not forward far enough. Turnover on downs.
So Mound City gets a stop. Now see if they can get something going on offense. Rockport held it for nearly 6 minutes or 6:25 to go here in quarter number one. Right up the middle, Blue Jays defense stacks up the Panther ball carrier, who I will name as Brandon. Quentin takes the ball right up the gut, and he just didn't have much room to go. He got maybe a half yard. We'll give him one.
Trulin Pankow in on the tackle that time for Rockport.
Panthers, purple tops, gold pants. You know it's them when you see them, that's for sure. Coming to the football on second down and nine at their own 7 yard line. Split back set. Misdirection and free into the defensive backfield for a first down and more. All the way out across the 25 with the football. Carrying at that time, Kane Durr. Kane Durr scampers all the way out to the 28 yard line.
Cade Makings making the touchdown saving tackle there in the far backfield.
21 yard pickup on the play. And the first down of the game for Mound City. Even if they don't gain another yard, they don't have to punt from their own end zone.
Yeah, big play.
But with a run like that, you never know. They could just keep it going. Near side left hash mark, the wide side to the right. Turn, Gillenwater will give it off this time, and the back is swung down. This time, nowhere for Kane Durr to go. He'll maybe lose a yard on the play. We'll see where they set the sticks on the far side.
Pankow and Corbin Jacob in on the tackle that time together for Blue Jays.
I'm going to leave it at second and 10. It's probably second and 10 yards a foot, it looks like. Four defensive linemen up front for Rockport, a couple of linebackers, a couple of DBs. They come up there in a hurry. Back split. Gillenwater back, hands the ball off to Brandon. Quentin Brandon out across the 30-yard line. We'll bring up third down and long for the Panthers.
Micah Makings making the stop that time for Rockport.
Third and seven as the gain is 3 yards on the play. Play coming in from the sideline. Nick Ivey, the freshman, comes in with a play for the Panthers. He took one of the worst hits I've seen in a long, long, long time here. About 3 weeks ago when East Ashton played him. Turn and a handoff and into the backfield and good for a first down inside the 35. And that will be Ivy on the carry. The little guy is bursting forward down to the 31 of Rockport.
Micah Makings. I don't know if you call it getting the tackle because it looked like he's trying to hold him up to strip the ball, but he brought him down anyway.
18-yard pickup, first down Panthers. 21-yard gain and an 18-yard gain on this possession for Mound City. In Rockport territory now. Panthers hustle up over the football here. We got play clocks in both end zones here at Seglinski Field. And Gillenwater keeps, runs the right side. There's that old staple, the Mound City offense, the quarterback keeper. And Gillenwater didn't find much room that time. He got grabbed around the ankle, and they were able to hang on and bring him down for no gain.
Corbin Jacob, your defensive end on the far side, doing a good job coming down the line of scrimmage and tackling from behind.
We played 9 minutes, no score here in Mound City in the first quarter tonight. Panthers get the play in from the sideline from Coach Taylor Standiford. Move it to the middle of the field and closer to the right hash mark now. Gillenwater's got him over the football. Toss it back. Moving to the left side, carrying the football, but nowhere to go this time. Ivy or Durr? Let's see. Ivy on the carry. Didn't have a bit of running room. He'll lose 2 yards on the play.
Micah Makings again on the tackle for Rockport.
So now it's third down and a dozen. Nick Ivey's listed at 130 pounds as a freshman. I have no reason not to believe that, but he's just not very big.
Nope.
Not very big. Eli Caton tight end on the left side. Bryson Tenney on the right side. Near left hash mark. Gillenwater back. And Ivy's got running room and a blocker in front of him. and Ivy inside the 20, inside the 15. He'll be knocked down at the 11-yard line for the Panthers.
Cade Makings making a touchdown saving tackle that time for Rockport.
That'll be a 22-yard pickup for the Panthers. Now they've got first and 10 at the 11-yard line, their third first down of this drive. They have, even a couple of losses, they've had just all kinds of yards and been able to get in the end zone. So we'll see what they can get done here. Ivy in the backfield on the right side gets the ball. Little counter up the middle he goes, and he is hit and dropped at the 2-yard line. I think he's going to be a yard short of the first down. Pick up of 9 yards on the play.
Brecken Kelly saving the touchdown there at the 1-yard line.
So the Panthers, with a minute to go here in the first quarter, each team has had one possession. Keeping it on the ground. No pass attempts yet for either team, which is what we expected.
All right.
Breeze at the back of the Panthers if they do want to throw. They come over the ball just 9 seconds to go. We got a different quarterback in there, though. That's 15. No, that's Gillenwater, 16. Hand off left side. Touchdown, Mound City. And powering the ball over that left side is going to be Quentin Brandon from a yard, make it 2 yards out. The Panthers on the board first tonight here at Seglinski Field. 74-yard drive, and the Panthers on the board with the touchdown at the 37-second mark of quarter number one. All right, it will be backfield Brandon and Ivy Gillenwater. For some reason I saw his number, I thought it was 15. Pitch it back to Ivy. He is caught in the backfield around the ankle. Can't get away. 6-0 Mound City with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City. Your scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. With 37 seconds left in the first quarter, you're probably the first score of the game on a 2-yard run by Quentin Brandon of Mound City. Capped a 10-play, 74-yard drive. The 2-point conversion failed. 0-6, Mound City.
Good drive of the Panthers. 37 seconds up on the clock. They took a bunch of time off the clock. I forgot to mark down when they got the ball. The Panthers did not kick it deep. Gillen wanted to boot it, and he's going to onside it. And the Panthers get it.
Got
out. They couldn't hang on to it. It rolled out of bounds. Boy, that was very close to being a Mound City ball.
He was right there. Ernie Peters had a good chance at getting it.
Ball got the hop he wanted, but the ball squirted through his hands and went right out of bounds. So Rockport will have great field position at their own 37-yard line. 34 seconds left. Period number one. 34 seconds. And it is Blue Jay football. Aiden Burke brings him over the football. Now what do we got?
A penalty on Mound City. I didn't. Oh, that was off that onside kick, wasn't it?
Oh, it went out of bounds. They got
yardage
anyway.
They just now did it. That was confusing us.
But first and 10 of the Mound City 38. Heron takes a handoff, tries the left side, and has good yardage. Heron over that left side, moves the ball from Panther 38 to the Panther 33-yard line, and pick up a 5, bring up second and 5.
Kane Durr, your 150-pound sophomore, getting the tackle that time from Mound City. And he did come up a little shaking his arm like he was injured. He's coming out of the game.
Into the ball game came Matt Rigger, for him in that end of the first quarter. Mound City, 6, Rockport, 0. And after one, it's the Glinski Field back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
A quick first quarter here at Seglinski Field. Mound City leading 6-0. No pass attempts yet in this ball game. It's Rockport football. First down and, second down and 4 yards to go here. And now toss it. Heron will try the right side. Turns the corner. Good run for a first down inside the 30, inside the 25, and down just shy of the 23-yard line.
Cole Gillenwater tripping him up there. As it goes around the right side.
We got a flag? I think we do. Somewhere out there on that field lies a yellow hanky. They're talking to Mound City's team. Rockport is walking to the wrong direction, the south end zone, to be good news for the Blue Jays. We have a second down and four from the 33. Oh, that looks like a holding call, right?
Yeah, that was holding.
That guy's a long ways over there. A hold is a spot foul.
Illegal block.
I don't know.
Is it a block in the back? Or whatever it was, probably it's 15 yards.
It's a big one. Yeah.
First penalty of the night, I believe it is. No, on the, besides the kickoff, it
kickoff,
is.
Kickoff, right.
So now it's 2nd and 17 for Rockport at their own 35-yard line. All right, here we go. Aiden Burke. Fakes again. Keats runs the right side, tripped up as he spins around the right corner, and he'll fall forward across the 35 to the 37, gain of about 2.
Like we got Nick Ivey tripping him up over there on the far side.
Those referees are going to have to do a better job of explaining to me, like come up here and tell me what they're calling sometimes. I'm not quite sure what they call there, but it's 3rd and 15 now. I need a little direct microphone a little bug in my ear from the head official, I guess. 3rd and 15, now to 37. Burke back to pass, looks, he fires, he's got a man, and he overthrows his intended receiver up the field, Corbin and Jacob, and it brings up 4th and long.
Cole Gillenwater in on the defense for Mound City and doing a pretty good job.
So 4th down now and 15 for Rockport. They're at their own 37. I would assume they're going to punt. They go into punt formation. Is that Heron back or Troy? Can you tell?
Yeah, it looked like it was 22 that came in.
And the snap is good. The punt is away. Oh, my. What a bomb.
Ooh,
that ball is out of bounds inside the 10, I believe. At around the 6-yard line. Now he's walking up the field at the 11-yard line. Nice punt.
Yeah.
No return. The ball went out of bounds, and Mound City gets their 2nd shot of the ball at their own 11-yard line. The last time they had it, they drove from their own 6 the length of the field and scored the first and only touchdown of the ball game to this point. It's 6-0 Panthers. 10:50 to go here in quarter number 2. Panthers over the ball. Their quarterback is Colt Gillenwater. Ivy in the backfield with Brandon. And this time, straight ahead of the football again is Ivy, the freshman. And there's not a lot of running room there, about a yard, and that's it.
Micah Makings in on the tackle, along with Corbin Jacob.
Mound City has been able to bust three good runs here in this first half, 21, 18, and a 22 on that previous drive. And they could use one of those here. Rockport with basically six in the box. And up the middle, and there's a good run right up the gut with the football. Clinton Brandon just shy of the first down. He'll bring up third down and two, we'll call it.
Micah Makings again in on the tackle for the Blue Jays.
That trap right up the middle, the old quick hitter with the fullback. By the time you figure out he's got the ball, he ran past the defensive line. And then you better have some defensive backs aren't afraid to stick their nose in there. Third down and a long two here for Mound City. Noah Oswald leads him up over the football to center. Split backs. And Brandon tries it, and not this time.
Yeah.
Rockport said, no, I think we've seen enough of that. He will get nothing. And now let's see what Coach Taylor Standifer does. I've seen him go for some, what I thought at the time were ill-advised fourth down drives this year. Gillenwater comes out, so Brandon will go into punt formation. Punting is not always a bad thing. Rockport, not sure they believe it, has nobody deep.
Yeah, missing a guy.
Now, I'm seeing short a player here. They hustle somebody on the field down to four. Snap is pretty good. And they're going to throw it off the field. It's caught at the 30, and it's Ivy on the catch. But Rockport didn't believe him, and they were right. They just didn't get Ivy covered coming off the line of scrimmage.
Wow. Cade making Corbin Jacob in on the coverage, but, man, like you said, a gutsy call and a pretty good throw, but a great catch.
A 19-yard pass on a fake punt for Mound City. Deep in their own territory, we get a timeout called by Rockport. 6-0, the Blue Jays trailing the Mound City Panthers. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes, 36 seconds to go in the first half. Mound City leading. Rockport 6 on Troy. Kane Durr, you spotted him down there on the side. He came off the field, kind of hanging his right arm. And Dr. Burke is the trainer for Rockport. He came over, looked him over. I see Kane down here without his shoulder pad and jersey on. He's got some sort of a sling on right now, so best guess is he's done for the night, unfortunately. First and 10 Panthers at their own 37-yard line. Toss it back to Brandon. Oh, is there a penalty there? Guess not.
Not yet.
I don't know why there's not.
I was way out of bounds on that.
Brandon got turned around out of bounds, slung down out of bounds. Ooh. I thought that was probably going to generate a flag there.
Corbin Jacob in on the tackle there for Rockport.
So a gain of a couple on the play. Mound City with 84 yards on the ground, about 19 through the air on that fake punt pass. Play went out of bounds. The clock stopped. The backs are split on the near right side. Mound City headed left to right to the south end zone. Brandon loose in the defensive backfield all the way down to the 30-yard line. Knocked down right on the 30-yard line. A gain of 11.
Philip Perrin and Corbin Jacob tackling for Rockport there.
From the 39 to the 30, an 11-yard pickup for Clinton Brandon. Mound City has everything going their way right now. Will it continue? Well, we don't know. We'll find out. So far, so good. They're happy. The clock's moving. 8:05 to go here in the first half. From the Rockport 35-yard line, Gillenwater under center. Turns. He'll give the ball off to Ivy. Made a move to the left and got hit and dropped back at the 32-yard line.
Ryder Heron that time in on the tackle, your 220-pound freshman defensive lineman.
Second down and 11. That's a pretty good spot there for Mound City.
Yeah.
Second one. I thought he was back further than that when he went down. They gave him a little forward progress. So here come the Panthers on second down. Hawk says 12. Shane says 1. 11. See? All right. Quarterback keeper Gillenwater making a move inside the 30 down to the 25 where he is knocked down. That will be a pickup of about 6 yards on the play.
He had a quick little move there to cut it up the middle. A lot of white jerseys flying by him, but Cade Makings coming up getting the tackle from his linebacker position.
Misdirection of the Mound City offense. Gillenwater over gets the play call from coach, assistant coach Jason Tenney. Heads back out there. You know the Panthers are in four down territory here at the Rockport 24.5-yard line. They're on the right hash mark. They split the backs. Turn and give it to Brandon. Brandon hit, stacked up, nowhere to go. He might have given him a foot or two of forward progress, and that's it.
26, Corbin Jacob, sophomore, 155-pounder linebacker, getting the tackle for Rockport.
Fourth and four, the ball's at the 24-yard line. They have to get to the 20. Clock moving at 6:13. First down here would be huge for Mound City. Again, keep that clock moving and keep away from Rockport. Both teams loving that game and keep away. That's kind of their goal of the night. The back spread in the backfield. Quarterback Gillenwater to Ivy. Hit, spun down, Tate on his feet, and he'll lose yardage on the play. And Rockport will get a hold of the football, stopping Mound City on fourth down. A loss from the 24 to the 27, a loss of 3. Good job of the Rockport defense right there, Troy.
Trulin Pankow coming up and getting the hit along with three of his other buddies.
Say Rockport ball, their own 27. 5:53 to go here in quarter number two. 6-0, Mound City with the lead. All right, the backs are spread in the backfield. Burke tosses it back to Heron, running the right side. Burke gets ahead of him to block on the play. Tackle made at around the 30-yard line, a gain of about 3 on the play.
Rylan Hall, 230-pound senior, getting that tackle.
Panther defense with 3 linemen. The rest of the guys, Troy, they got them all listed basically as defensive backs. I see why in the formation they're running.
Right.
Some of them come up, they're right now it's like a 3-4.
3-4, yeah.
With a safety. Second down, 7. And straight ahead, the play, because I believe that was Makings on the carry. Mike didn't find a lot of running room there. He's the big back in the backfield. He'll pick up yardage out to the 20, or make it the 32-yard line. Third down and a long 5.
Oswald and Kate in on the tackle that time for Mound City.
Third and 5 at the 32, we'll call it. Making is actually lined up out kind of behind the tight end in a stance like an eye back. Turn, give it to Heron. Heron was hit, got away, able to slide off the defender. Falls forward to the 35, just across the 35. And it's going to be third or fourth and short now for Rockport.
Oswald hitting him first down low and falling forward, and Caton finishing him off.
Got 3. It's 4th down and 2 now for Rockport. Nobody really likes to punt in Missouri 8-man football, I've noticed.
You've noticed that?
I have. Here they come over the ball near left hash mark, the Rockport Blue Jays. Down 6-0, the 4-minute mark of the first half. Heron known making
it.
And he got it on second effort. Hit, stop, got it back. No, that was Heron, wasn't it?
Rylan Hall in on the tackle for Mountain City.
He needed two. He got three. First and 10 at the 38-yard line now. It's been a while since Rockford had a first down in this ball game. We're back in the first quarter. Now first and 10. Inside handoff again to Heron. You know, he, as we said, he's not very big. He's less than 140 pounds. He's not very tall. He kind of hunches down. He's hard to find, and he just kind of squirms around. He finds a little crease, and then he hits it, and he picks up 3 yards.
Noah Oswald in on the tackle.
Rockport has a couple of timeouts left, but they're into Panther territory now at 39, 3:05 to go. Play clock at 15. Now the Blue Jays over the ball. Makings on the left side of the fullback. It's Heron again, running straight ahead off the guard on the left side. Hit, kept his feet moving. Short yardage, he'll have a third and five. He'll pick up two more.
Rylan Hall hitting him low and Eli Caton hitting him high.
Third and five, Rockport at the Mound City 38-yard line. You wonder which team's defense will get lulled to sleep for a big pass play. Turn, and quarterback Burke keeps around the right side. He's going to lean forward. He's 6'3", keeps fighting, moving the legs. He'll get the first down at the Panther 31-yard line.
Got about three purple jerseys hitting him there. You got two of them on get the call for you, Rylan Hall and Noah Oswald.
Gain is about seven down to the 31-yard line for the Blue Jays now. At the 31, a minute 57 to go in the half. Panthers, defense, three linemen, four linebackers. Back out on the right side, coming around in motion is Heron. They toss him the ball, cuts inside, and they go low. He's inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line with the clock moving.
In on the tackle, Nick Ivey, 130-pound freshman. You know, Nick Ivey is doing a great job tonight.
Not afraid to stick his nose in there.
That's exactly what you want from a smaller freshman.
Cancer Awareness Month, he's got the pink socks on tonight. Second down and seven, minute 15 on the clock, and it's winding down. Burke turns, rolls right, wants to keep it, does keep it, breaks one tackle at the 20, gets away from another man, 15, breaks another tackle, and Aiden Burke will go into the end zone, but a flag comes flying from the middle of the field as we got two Mound City Panthers and an official down at the 5-yard line. Okay, I didn't see what happened, Troy.
I didn't either, but that flag came flying from midfield all the way down to the 10-yard line where that, as you said,
it looked like a pheasant flying across.
Yes.
There. And Rockport is walking back. Official, he's up. He's moving okay. And Corey Miles down there checking. Are you all right, sir?
That's where they're spotting the flag.
Is it a water?
Yard line.
So it must have been a block in the back or a clip because, I mean, two Panthers were out of bounds.
Right.
Along with the ref.
Along with the ref. So you calling the illegal tackle on the ref on that one?
I don't know what the penalty is for that, though. That could be ejection.
Ejection.
47 yards.
Shove in the back.
Legal block in the back. Oh, and he didn't need it either.
No. No. That's...
So he got the first down. The ball down to the 5. Where were they at?
Man, they were up here at the 35er.
No, any farther than that.
Okay.
Okay, 32, 35. I'm counting.
You're doing your math. Good job.
They were at the 27, so he's going to end up with a 12-yard gain and a penalty. Burke back, scrambles left, wants to throw, nobody there. Hit and drop with 52 seconds ago. He's down at the 12-yard line. The gain is 3, and I believe Rockport takes the timeout. They do with 48 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
48 seconds ago in the first half, 6-0, Mound City leading Rockport. Blue Jays have it 2nd and 7 at the 12-yard line. After the touchdown was called back that Burke had scored by the illegal block in the back. Second 15-yard penalty against Rockport. The Blue Jays down to one timeout here with 48 seconds to go, second down. Double tight end set, that's what they run. Burke under center. Coming around is Heron. Burke going to run the right side. He's got a defender out there, and he got away from him, and another flag comes in.
That's going to be holding. I saw that one happen.
Burke gets into the end zone again, and again, it's going to come back on a hold, and the hold took place back at the 12-yard line.
Right at the line of scrimmage here. Your defensive lineman there, number 24, Ryland Hall, doing his best to get out and get the tackle on that quarterback, but he was being held.
Well, that's going to move the ball back to the 22-yard line. It's a 2nd and 15. They have to get where? 5-yard line.
Down to 5, yep.
And they're at? 22.
2 or 3.
2nd and 17 of the 22. All right. We'll try it again. Got to be some frustration over there on that sideline where the guys in the white shirts are dressed right now. Split back set. Burke dropping straight back. Back on being pressure. They got him. He throws it. Oh, that could be grounding as well, I think. Or, yeah, there was. It was the Mount City. Panthers picked it up. Burke. Now, there's a flag down at the 22-yard line, but the referee in the backfield did not call. That might be against Mound City.
Yeah, you're
there was no receivers anywhere near where the ball went when he flung it out of there. Mound City was hoping it was going to be called a fumble.
Yeah.
All right, they give the referee the football. He didn't want it. He says, I've got to tell somebody what's going on. Uh-oh, it is against Rockport. There's got to be a grounding call, yes. Intentional grounding. That'll lose the down.
Wow.
And now it's 2nd down at the 38-yard line.
That.
2nd and 33. They lost 11 yards on that. Now the clock will start to run. All right, here we go. Split the backs. Burke under center again. Drops back, throws a little slant out on the right side on a slant. Timeout, I'm sure, is going to be called here by Rockport. The clock is running.
Yeah.
Now they stop it. Heron caught it out there on the side. He gets the Mound City 30. It'll be 4th down and 25 when we come back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Seglinski Field. This is the land of the confused radio booth. Well, that is just uncanny. Rockport with 3 big penalties here. Went all the way from the 12 back to the 38-yard line now. 4th and 25, they can get a first down, but there's only 6 seconds to go in the half. Just put it out wide left. The snap is low. Burke has it. Takes it up. Scrambles right. Stops. Flings the ball up the field. It is off the hands of a receiver, off the hands of a defender, and falls to the ground, and that will end the first half. The Mound City Panthers at 2-6 lead the 5-3 Rockport Blue Jays 6-0 at halftime. 6-0 the halftime score here at Cyglinski Field. It has been an interesting first half.
Yeah.
15 minutes up on the clock, so we've got an extended halftime here, but right now, we'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll come back, and we will give you the halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but far from dead at HCHighlandCommunityCollege.com. We'll check that all out. We come back after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City here at Cyglinski Field, the home of the Panthers. We have your halftime show presented by Highland Community College. We're close to home and far from dead. Learn more at highlandcommunitycollege.edu. All right, one score here in the first quarter with 37 seconds left, a two-yard run by Mound City's Quinton Brandon. 10 plays, 74-yard drive, two-point conversion failed, and it's 6-0 after one quarter, and there's no scoring at all in the second half or quarter, so it's 6-0 at halftime here at Mound City hosting Rockport Blue Jays. John is busy adding up on his fingers here, not enough time to do anything with only one score.
Sorry, I'm back. 6-0 score. Big play in that first half was a big punt. That helped lead Mound City down the field, kept the ball away from Rockport. Big play in the ball game in that first half. And great defense from both sides, especially the Panthers. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check into the weather forecast. We'll hear from one of our sponsors. We'll be back with a look at the first half numbers coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time.
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up the night with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices. New product is really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, you got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock. So, Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 52 tonight under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 82. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Highs level off around 84 Sunday under mainly sunny skies. 69 Monday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at Weaver & MERSLaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the seeds that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
There you hear the Hanford band. They're doing a great job. Hey. City always has a really good pep band.
They're doing a great job, and I got to give you, I don't know what the teacher's instructor's name is, but he's
Kevin Grun.
Doing a great job on that cowbell.
He is. I'm counting for, I think, I've counted six suited football players in the band.
Okay.
Of the 22 suited up, and they go, why do you like small time?
Yeah.
High school, small school, not small time, small school.
Small school.
I mean, this is fun on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got 22 kids suited up for a football game. 6 of them are out here in a band at halftime. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just fun stuff.
It is. It's good.
First half numbers look like this for Mound City. Quarterback for Mound City, Cole Gillenwater. 2 carries, no yards, no pass attempts. For senior running back Quentin Brandon, 8 carries, 26 yards, 1 of 1 for 19 passing. That was that fake punt. And it was freshman Nick Ivey, 7 carries, 34 yards, and he got the catch for 19 yards in the first half. For Rockport, Aiden Burke, their quarterback, 1 of 2 passing for 8 yards, 6 carries for 43 yards. Philip Heron, 12 attempts running for 36 yards, 1 reception for 8 yards. And Mike Makings, 3 carries for 5 yards for the Rockport Blue Jays here in the first half of tonight's ball game. So it's been a really, really well-played ball game. A couple of big penalties against Rockport, but other than that, not too many penalties in this contest. Role models more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners, and they're also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3. Try to get some information. You have some information I want to pass along here, but I want to do this first.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the Mound City volleyball team and Rockport volleyball team is going to be in district play. Mound City is the 4th seed. They play tomorrow at 2:30 against Nottoway, Whole West Nottoway. That's going on at South Holt tomorrow. The winner moves on to play number 1 seed East Atchison tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 in the semifinals. No, it's Monday, excuse me. South Holt is the number 2 seed. They play at 3:45 tomorrow against Union Star King City. Rockport, 3rd seed in the volleyball district. They are taking on North Nottoway tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. If they win, they move on to play Monday night at 5:45. So good luck to the Panthers, South Holt, East Atchison, Rockport, all of them, as they get underway with their Missouri districts or Nebraska sub-districts, also getting underway next week. So lots of stuff coming up. And we had some state champions crowned today in Nebraska out in Kearney, Troy.
All right, state cross-country meet held at the Kearney Country Club in Class C girls. The girls' Auburn team finished 2nd overall with a score of 76. Wayne won it with a score of 74, so 2 points separate in 1st and 2nd place. For the Auburn team, finishing 4th place is your freshman, Liston Crotty. Finishing in 17th place is sophomore Kristen Billings. 20th was Lillian Becker. 35th, Aaliyah Thomas. 46th, Alexa Jansen. And finishing in 59th place, Olivia Thomas. And for the Class C girls, there's 108 runners. So, again, finishing in 59th place is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
For the Auburn boys that qualified.
Give me a golf or I'd beat some of them.
Well, maybe some of them. I'll give you that.
Not very many.
Not very many, but some. For the Auburn boys in the Class C division, they did not qualify as a team, but they're 2 individual runners. Senior Tristan Perry finished in 23rd place, and sophomore Kyler Awe finishing in 69th place. And staying with Class C, for those people interested on some Fort Calhoun boys, Fort Calhoun team finished 3rd with 54 points, led by Eli Oberding finishing 5th, and Lance Oberding finishing 6th place, Class C boys state cross country. In the Class D division, for Johnson County Central girls, Madison Van Lanningham. Did I get that one right?
Yep.
Van Lanningham, 39th place. All right, and again, 124 runners there for the Class D girls. For the Class D boys for Johnson County Central, finishing in 34th place, your senior Hayden Pesky. And again, 128 total runners there for Class D boys. All right.
Congratulations to all them, Auburn girls, especially Coach Mark Oliver. Great guy. We worked with him a lot over the years. He used to be the Auburn football coach and the wrestling coach for about 200 years now. and
he's older than me, so I can say 200, yes.
So he even helps us out on the radio once on the football broadcast. He said, well, I've got to go to that track state cross country. I can't help you this week for the playoffs. So congratulations to everyone who made it, and good luck to everybody that's going to the districts and sub-districts in volleyball this week. Right now, we got a heck of a football game going. Mound City 6 and Rockford 0 at halftime in eight-man football here. It's not bad play. It's not sloppy play. Both teams are moving the ball some on offense, but the defenses, they've came to play tonight. They're playing well.
Oh, yeah. This
so, either coach can be really unhappy. He can be unhappy at all with effort, certainly, at this point.
Correct.
We got the teams out here, but I think we're going to get our three-minute warm-up period here. They put 15 minutes up on the clock to start, and then we're going to put some more time back up here to warm them up. And while they're doing that, we're going to take one more two-minute timeout and be back with second-half action on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back here to Mound City. We're getting ready for the second half kickoff out at Raymond. All three Tigers are out there tonight. Trailing, is that halftime, Troy?
No, second quarter.
31-6, Raymond Central leading the Tigers in that ball game. Tigers wrap up their regular season tonight with that contest. All right, Mound City is going to get the football start the second half. Rockport won the toss for the ball game and said, we want the football. And now they'll have to kick it away to Mound City as the Panthers will have a 6-0 lead and hopefully hang on to the football to start the second half here. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Fumbles and such. So we shall see here what Rockport does. And Mound City, they kick short all the time. And we're ready now. Rockport has it teed up. And they're going to boot it in between. And in between, it comes down around the 33-yard line. And coming up the field with the football for Mound City is Eli Caton. And Eli will get out to the 34-yard line. Mound City will start first and 10.
Freshman Ernie Peters getting in on the tackle that time. Nope, got to look at the right schedule. Sorry. Senior Trudlin Pankow getting in on the tackle.
We are set here for Mound City coming with the ball first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Split back set. turn. Give the ball off to the freshman, Ivy. Turns up the field, and he'll be forward to about the 35-yard line. About a yard, and that's all.
Jacob and Makings. Micah Makings in on the tackle for Rockport.
Mound City ran the ball for 97 yards in the first half. This time, a little delay here. Now, Gillenwater steps into the huddle. Raymond Central, 34-6 at halftime over Fall City. Left hash mark, right to left goes Mound City, and it's Brandon into the backfield, and he is going to be off to the races at the 10-5 touchdown. The old trap right up the middle. That will go for 45 yards and a Panther touchdown. Quentin Brandon right up the gut. It's just demoralizing when that happens. Oh, that's my favorite football play, is that trap. Always has been. Oh. 45 yards on the play, a two-play drive. And now the Panthers go for an all-important two-point conversion here and get it to 14-0 instead of 12-0 reset. Split the backs. Turn. Gillenwater rolls to the right, looks, lobs the back of the end zone. He's got him in. It's in the hands of Eli Caton, and the Panthers lead it now 14-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City here at Siglinski Field. Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City scoring recap with 11:03 left in the third quarter. 45-yard run by Brandon capped a two-play 46-yard drive. Gillenwater to Catton for the two-point conversion makes it 14-0 at Mound City.
Here's the kick. It's caught. Backpedaling to the 24-yard line is Mike Makings, and he's taken out of bounds right around the 30-yard line. Now, they kicked it just a little bit further down the field that time, but not too far. So Rockford Blue Jays will have it at their own 30. I guess I was partially right.
Partially.
Any points for that? Or how's that grayed out on your scale?
Yeah, 50%.
Okay, well, I'll take this.
You know, better than 40.
I'm willing to take 50% most of the time, Troy, to be honest with you.
Fair.
Rockford ball on the right hash mark. They go left, right. Here to start third quarter action on the offense, and right up the middle, Phil Heron. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Philip Heron, the senior, he finds nothing but a bunch of unhappy, aggressive, purple jersey defenders that throw him back for a loss of a yard.
There's a whole lot of purple ones there.
Sure was.
Let's see. Rylan Hall and Quentin Brandon for two of them out of probably the five.
Easier sometimes to call the ones that aren't on a tackle.
Yeah.
92, make it 91 yards rushing now in the ballgame for Rockport. This time, turn, hand it off. Mike Dominguez, nice job cutting back, and he breaks free for a moment, and he'll slide up. Oh, he's got a good spot. I think he have a first down.
He's got it, yep.
Yep.
Telling him to move it.
He slid when he hit the ground. I thought maybe he didn't make the first down, but the official spotted him just past the chain.
Gillenwater in on the touchdown, saving tackle that time for Mound City.
It looked like they had him corralled.
Yeah.
And he was able to break it back a little bit, a little cutback run. Now right at midfield is the football, first down and 10. Turn, toss it back. It's going to be Heron trying the right side. He puts his nose down, goes for it. I think the ball squirted out right there at the end. And the ball. I didn't see a signal, Troy.
I didn't either, but they're switching.
It's Panther football. It was a fumble, and the Panthers got it. Heron carried around that right side, and he got caught pretty good. He got a yard, but that's our first turnover of the ball game.
And I think Chase Meyer came up with that fumble recovery.
So Rockport's first fumble of the ball game and our first turnover. Panther football at their own 39. We've got 9:40 to go here in quarter number three and up the middle. Not much running room there that time. Maybe a yard on the play. Carrying the football is the quarterback, Cole Gillenwater. We'll get him. Ball getting 2 yards.
Jarrett Hunter in on the tackle for Rockport.
He fooled both of us and the PA guy on that spot. A little farther than I thought he got. If I replay this game, my mind, I bet between the two teams, there haven't been 10 different play calls the entire game.
Yeah.
Gillenwater to throw, and but Ivy makes the catch. He's on the right sideline. Hit and taken out of bounds inside the Rockport 30-yard line. That was a heck of a juggling act and a good grab.
Ivy doing a great job again. And that catch there, he was just a little bit over the top of his head, but he bobbled it and brought it down, and shoving him out of bounds was Philip Heron.
Heck of a catch. And he had bobbled it for about 5 yards before he got the grip on it, but it is effective, and it is a first down at the Rockport 30-yard line. Bouncy looking to blow a hole in this thing here. Run blitz, and Gillenwater keeps it. The quarterback good around the right side here, and he'll be inside the 30 and down to about the 27-yard line. Gain of about, probably get right around 4 yards that time.
Aiden Burke getting the tackle for Rockport.
Coming in with a play for Mound City. They're coming in here with Rylan Hall, senior. Second down and 4, 8:22 to go. Third quarter, the back split on the right hash mark. A little run blitz, and that time the Panthers ran the ball right into the blitzer, and there's no place to go for Quentin Brandon.
Julian Hankow and Corbin Jacob.
Probably lost a yard on that play. Third down and 7. So, again, you know Mount Sue in four down territory.
Yep.
Inside the 30.
From what we saw earlier, I think anywhere on this field's four down territory.
Pretty much, yes. Taking their time. The wind is at their back. Weather is not very strong, but it would help the ball a little bit if you threw long. Gillenwater to Ivy. He bobbled that thing again on the handoff. Handoff comes right up in his shoulder pad. He's not very big.
No.
That ball popped up just a minute. He'll have no gain on the spot. It brings up 4th and 7.
Jarrett Hunter, defensive tackle, making the stop that time for Rockport.
So what do you do if you're Mound City here to try to come up with something different? Rockport's been bringing that linebacker forward more and more, running into the hole, blitzing on the run plays. Now they've got 4-2-2, split back set. Gillenwater bootleg, and he ran right into the defensive end. Great play by the defense for the Blue Jays. That was Aiden Burke, Troy.
Yep, Aiden Burke coming up from his defensive end position, doing exactly what you're taught to do. Stand your ground, make him turn it inside, and wrapping him up for the tackle.
So a loss to the 27, back to the 32, a loss of 5 on the bootleg. And now it's Rockport ball down 14-0. 6:54, the clock stopped. They'll take over 1st and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Plenty of time left in this ball game. Blue Jays split the backs, turn, they hand it off. It's Makings again, and he's backing his way for yardage. It'll be short yardage. He'll pick up about 2 on the play.
Looks like we got Sutton, Oswald on the tackle that time for Mound City.
Micah Makings, senior, carrying the football, 185-pounder. Burke runs over, gets the play. He's a dangerous runner as well for Rockport, excuse me. Blue Jays over the football now, second down, 8. Heron lined up out on the right side of the hip. He'll come across on a sweep to the left. Found just a little bit of a hole. He'll be across the 35 to the 36 or 7. It'll bring up third down and put that marker down, sir. Third down and 5. He got 3 on the play.
Oswald and Gillenwater in on the tackle that time.
So third and 6. Clock continues to move. As we said, not very many passes, maybe 3 or 4 total so far, and that just keeps the clock moving. Almost like a running clock.
Almost like it
stops a little more often. Burke boots to the left. Got tangled up, got away. First down. Oh, and a flag coming in. That's going to be a hold at the line of scrimmage. They tackled the defender, I think. What I think I saw, Burke made it all the way down to the Panther 27-yard line. And a hold in the backfield. Oh, my. Big penalties. There have not been very many penalties before. When Rockford gets one, it's been crucial.
Yeah, like you said, not too many of them, but they're sure coming at bad times.
Yes.
For them.
That one on a big gainer.
Yep.
Now they'll be back to the 28-yard line. And it's going to bring up third and 15. At their own 28. That gives the Mount City defense a little boost, I'm sure. Panthers with 3 down linemen, a couple of linebackers, including Ivy at 134 pounds. Burke back to pass, looks left, loads up, fires a duck up the field, and Blue Jays run under it. Making the grab will be Brecken Kelly. He had to get to the sideline and wait for it to come down, and it finally did at the Panther 26-yard line.
You got August Meadows and Cole Gillenwater in on the coverage. I was watching the defensive lineman, number 60, put the hit on Chase Meyer on the quarterback. They wrapped him up and took him down as he unloaded that ball.
A 26-yard gain. First and 10 at the Panther 26-yard line. 34 yards through the air now for Rockport. Up the middle, making, spinning, trying to get away from tacklers. He'll be inside the 25 to the 21-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play for Mike and Makings.
Looks like we got Caton hitting him low and Hall hitting him high.
Well, the Mount City defense certainly making Rockport work for everything they get here, including this drive, but you get the sense that Rockport is a little angry.
Yep.
Wanting to get something going here. Now second down and 5. Burke back to pass, looks for Kelly on the left side. It's up, tipped away.
Man.
Good job, Gillenwater on the recovery, got the hand up.
That ball thrown into double coverage down there in that far corner of the inside the 5-yard line. But again, Gillenwater raising that hand up at the last moment, just batting that ball away.
Well, the receiver was open, the ball just not quite far enough. Hard to throw on the run. Kind of across your body a little bit. Get everything on it you want. Third down and 5 now from the 21. So all your playbook is open here if you're Rockport. Split the backs. Burke, going to keep it. Turns right. Cuts back into the middle. First down, down to the 10-yard line. Knocked down. They're going to call him down at the 11-yard line. Pick up a 10 yards and a first down.
Got 4 purple jerseys there that time. Gillenwater and Sutton are 2 of them.
Got an injured Panther on the play here. And they're going to call Coach Standiford out. And they're going to, work on a cramp on his left leg. I think they're going to give him time to water the players here. So we'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It is Rockport football, first down and 10 at the Mound City 11-yard line. They trail 14-0 with 3:53 in the clock. Why you here in quarter number three? Eyes set. Give it to Micah Makings. Powering his way forward, spinning, fighting, down to the 5-yard line, a 6-yard gain.
Looks like we got Sutton and Kate in on the tackle.
All right, it will be Rockport, 2nd and 5 from the 6. Ball just outside the 5-yard line here. Coming up over the ball. Heron, the fullback. Give him the ball over the left side. Push it toward the end zone, and he got bent over backwards. He'll be up close to a first down.
That was right there at that goal line when the Mound City defensive line met him and pushed him backwards. Well, yeah, he's not a first down either.
He got 4. He needed 5.
Uh-oh.
Now here, Mount City, it probably got late substitution, and Rockport's got a touchdown. Carrying the ball over the left guard for the touchdown that time. That's going to be senior Micah Makings with the first score of the night for the Rockport Blue Jays. Score now is going to go to 14-6 with that 2-yard touchdown run. 9-play, 48-yard drive for Rockport, overcoming the holding penalty. And now the try for the 2-point conversion. They're down 8, trying to get it within a touchdown. Same formation. Quarterback, keeper, starts right, cuts back, leans. Oh, he's down, did not make it. I thought maybe he had fell across the goal line. The referee says no. 14-6. Mound City leading. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake and Tasha, or in Fall City, see you Weston. With 2:45 left in the third quarter on a 2-yard run, Rockport finally gets on the board by Micah Makings. 9-play, 48-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed, 14-6 Mound City.
Here's the kick, and it's a long end-over-end kick, and it gets away, and it rolls out of bounds around the 10-yard line. So Mound City will either have very good field position, or they'll make them kick it again. My choice would be to take the football, but I don't know what Coach Stanford's going to decide here.
It looks like he's taking it.
It will be. Panthers have the choice here. Procedure. Ball, well, yep, they place it down right. So it's Mound City football at their own 25-yard line. And the Panthers have 2:45 to work here in quarter number three. They want to play another round to keep away. If they can, they split the backs. Quarterback Gillenwater runs around the right side, gets to the outside, 30, and up past the first down and spun around. And he'll get 11 yards on the first carry.
Kate Makings shoving him out of bounds on the other side.
Gillenwater with a nice run. picked up 11 yards. The ball spotted out now at the 36-yard line. Clock winds after they move the chains. 2:30 to go here in the third. The breeze at the Mound City Panthers back. But I don't think they're taking advantage of it unless it makes the runners a little faster. Turn and give it off, and the fullback carrying it is Brandon Quentin with short yardage, very short yardage. I'm not sure. No gain on the play. Second and 10.
Stop by Philip Heron.
Second and 10. They've got a foot on the play. That's it. So Blue Jay defense played that one stout. Four defensive linemen, a couple of linebackers again. They've been bringing one of them linebackers a lot against the run. Here he comes again. Filling the gap is Makings. They try to run wide here with Ivy. He got a block and goes forward and gets tackled. Nice tackle.
Nice.
Right at midfield.
Yeah, beating him head on there is Tayden Cook. And doing a great job of getting low and wrapping him up and bringing him down.
Gain of four, third down and six. I get the feeling Mound City really needs to pick up this first down and keep the ball from Rockport so they don't get a full head of steam going here. 1:03 to play in the third. Gillenwater throws out the flat. It's caught. It's a first down and more to 30. Taken out of bounds on the far side over there. Brad Sutton back in there, and he gets the first down for the Panthers.
Cade making him shoving him out of bounds on the far side that time. Again, enough for the first down. Clock stops.
That went from, where were we at here? 20 at the
40?
Midfield, yeah, right at midfield. So it's going to be a 13-yard pickup through the air. And a Panther first down. There come the Panthers over the football, taking their own sweet time. Good idea. 56 seconds, the clock not moving, the tackle went out of bounds. And a handoff coming around the left side once again is Brad Sutton. A little change of pace, different back in there. Sutton will fight his way to the 24-yard line. He'll have about three on the play.
Trulin Pankow coming from his far defensive end position to get that tackle.
You don't have to throw it far down the field to have a very effective passing game. And I see the little flares out of the backfield on the rollouts. A couple of times that's worked well for him here.
They do not have to run a play.
Right,
here.
That's just good. You're in my brain, Troy. Bouncy is going to let it run out. That'll end the third quarter. 14-6, Mound City with the lead after three quarters. Here at Zaglensky Field, this eight-man football game. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
12 minutes up on the clock. It's been a terrific ball game so far. 14-6, Mound City leading the Rockport Blue Jays here tonight. And as we said, it's just been a really good, fun game.
Wow.
Tight all the way. Biggest lead is 14 for Mound City. They're threatening here. Second down and 7 at the Rockport 23-yard line.
Just when you say it.
And just as I said that, the ball pops out, and
Rockport's got it.
Rockport ball. Yes, it is. Gilliland got hit. I don't know if it hurt. Did one of Lyman step on his foot?
I think that ball was snapped low as well.
That would happen? Okay.
Yeah. I think he was trying to catch it off the turf. Grass.
So a loss of three on the play. And Mound City's first turnover of the ball game gives Rockport the ball down 8, 14-6 at their own 27. 11:54 to go here, and straight ahead up the gut, Micah Makings, good for 2 yards.
Noah Oswald in on the stop that time. And just like Rockport, Mound City has got 4 down linemen and 2 linebackers trying to sneak one up in there.
The way things are going, both teams, the way they like to play offense, Rockford would love to just go down and score in about the last few seconds of the ball game, but they need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie. And keeping it is Aiden Burke. He got hit. He got partially away, and then he took some more hits because he was getting loose. He'll get no gain. Might have lost a foot on the play.
Oswald getting the tackle, but it's a lot of help by Quentin Brandon coming on his defensive end position, making him run the ball up the middle.
Well, it's Halloween coming. I don't want to scare anybody. He didn't really lose a foot, maybe in yards. Might have lost a foot of 3 of a yard.
Yeah. That's a good Halloween joke.
No, it really wasn't, but I'll take it. 3rd and 8. 10:41 to go. Clock winding. Aiden Burke back to pass. Crossing route. Looks up the field. Stops. Jukes a defender. Now he's going to tuck and run. 35-40. Inside the 35. He's got wide open field and a blocker in front of him. Burke, they've got him and drag him down inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line.
August Meadows. Rumbling, stumbling, following him all over that field and finally catching up to him and bringing him down about the 5-yard line.
The 28 all the way down and was spotted at the 6-yard line. That'll be a 46-yard run for Aiden Burke. That's why he's so dangerous. He can run it. But now Rockport down 1st and goal at the 6-yard line. Burke comes over the football under center, split the backs, hand it off. Heron powers forward, 1 yard on the play. Bill Heron with the run.
Ryland Hall getting the tackle that time for Mound City, right at the 5-yard line.
9:45, and the clock moving here. The crowd has gotten quiet down here on the Mound City end here at Siglinski Field with that turnover. Blue Jays, 2nd and goal. Double tights. Makings, the fullback. Heron out to the right in the split formation. Toss it to Heron. Runs left, hit the backfield, spun down to the 10-yard line. Good defensive effort.
Great job there by Eli Caton.
Caton's had a big second half.
Coming up from his defensive back position there. Good open field tackle for a loss.
Loss of 5 back to the 10-yard line now. 3rd and goal from the 10-yard line. I would probably put Burke back there with an option to throw it. And if it breaks down, run it again.
Right. Yeah.
Been one of their most effective plays tonight. Makings behind the quarterback. Off the right is Heron. And he does. He goes back. Oh, he's got a man. He's got 2 men to throw. Touchdown. Left corner. He had a man open on either side of the field. And making the grab for Rockport that time was, I can find his number. I'm on the wrong side. Excuse me. Brecken Kelly makes the catch. I apologize for that. Kelly off the tight end on the left side makes the grab from 10 yards out. And we have a 2-point ball game now. So now it will be a very important 2-point try here. Mound City with a 2-point lead. Rockport looking to tie it up here with a 2-point conversion. Toss it back to Heron. He runs straight forward. He did not make it. Good job by the center of that Panther defense. Holy cow. I thought he had a whole head of steam up and was going to run in there pretty easy, but the defense popped up, and it's still a 2-point Panther lead. We return after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to your Peru State College Game of the Week. Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap presented by Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. In the fourth quarter with 8:34 left and a two-yard pass from Burke to Kelly, Rockport gets back on the board. Six plays, 53-yard drive, two-point conversion failed. Mound City leads 14-12.
Ready to kick it away for the Rockport Blue Jays here will be Jarrett Hunter, 220-pound senior. See what they decide to do. They kick it along the ground, and it bounces up into the hand of the Mound City defender, bounces off his hands, and the ball is recovered back there deep for the Panthers that time. Was Quentin Livingood. That's such a bad hop of the shortstop's what that was.
Yeah, just as soon as he went down to go get it, his feet came out from underneath of him, and that ball took a weird hop.
All right, the ball is spotted at the 17-yard line. Mound City football, 8:34 to go in the contest. They'd love to run out the clock now. We've had some long drives in this game. Turn and a handoff, and up the middle, Quentin Brandon. He would take a touchdown, too, if he breaks it. He will pick up yardage across the 25 out to about the 27. First down, Mound City. They'll give him 11 yards on the play.
In fact, we got in on the tackle this time with 34 Cade Makings and 33 Micah Makings.
That feels good to get out. I mean, it wasn't a real bad hole, but it's still a hole, and now the ball is out to the 28-yard line. First down and 10 for the Panthers. Ready to go. Panthers on the near right side hash mark, going left to right to the south end zone here. We got six men in the box for defensively for Rockport here. Toss the ball back, running to the right side. He is going to be Mound City's Quentin Brandon. He is pushed out of bounds. Not much there that time. They ran to the short side of the field, and there wasn't any room. In fact, he'll lose a half a yard on the play.
Corbin Jacob just shoving him out of bounds on the near sideline.
Two things. You don't want to lose yardage. Second thing, you don't want that clock to stop there, Mound City. You're up two. Both teams have their full complement of timeouts left. Playoffs next week, district playoffs for Mound City. Near right hash mark again. Gillen Water straight ahead, and there's nowhere to go. Rockport defense has got that play figured out, and now getting up slowly for Mound City is Quentin Brandon. He heads back. Oh, look, he's holding his elbow, Troy.
Right elbow, yep.
He got back when he lost on the previous play.
He's bending down there. He's in pain.
Perhaps he got hit on the funny bone, and that is one thing I've never figured out why that was ever called a funny bone.
No. Yeah.
You get hit there, and it hurts no matter what you do. Third and 10, Gillenwater back to pass, pump fake one, being chased, being pressured, and nearly caught for a first down. Unable to hang on, Brad Sutton, so very close, but it brings up fourth and 10.
That was a pretty good throw as he was going out of bounds and tried to keep his feet inbounds as he just chucked it up across there and into, he had two white jerseys on the coverage there, and the ball got in, but obviously not a catch. But
threw it right between the two defenders, right where it had to be, but had to stretch him out just a little too much. Clock stopped at 7:10 mark. Mound City having all kinds of trouble getting the right personnel in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Lined
got
up
eight.
The punt, but
they got eight. Brandon hits it. He's a good punter. This one high in the air. Hits with back of it at the 17.
Wow.
Takes a bounce forward and down to the 9-yard line it goes. What a heck of a punt for Brown. I told you he was a good punter.
You did. I agree, but I didn't think he was going to get the punt.
No, it didn't look good, did it?
No.
So that punt coming from the 28 down to the 9, that hit about the 20 and just took a really great spin. 43-yard punt, no return. Now Rockport's got it. Three timeouts, 6:59 to go from their own 9-yard line. So this is what you're playing for, fellas. Chance to win it here. Split backs. Berg gives the ball away. Up the middle goes Heron. He's got a first down across the 20. Out to the 22-yard line, he will pick up 13 yards on first down.
130-pound sophomore August Meadows there getting the tackle for Mound City.
190 yards on the ground now for the Rockport Blue Jays in this ball game. Mound City, 169 on the ground. Burke over to the sideline, gets the play. The clock runs, 6:35 to go. Now at this point, the momentum's gone their way. Rockport wants to see the clock run and go down and score.
Yep.
Leave Mound City no time. Berth back, hands the ball off. Heron tries the left side. No, that's Makin's trying the left side. Rides it across the 25 and out to the 29-yard line on the first down run.
Matt Rieger getting a tackle that time for Mound City. Just kind of jumping on his back and letting gravity do its job.
That's about the best way to bring Micah Makin down, jump on top of it, and hope somebody gets her to help you. A big, strong young man. Second and 4 at the 28-yard line. Down to the side of midfield here. Burke hands it off. Lacrosse Buck in the backfield. First down run across the 30 to the 33.5-yard line. Pick up a 5 for Philip Heron.
Matt Rieger again getting in on that tackle for Mound City, but enough for the first down.
Call it a 6-yard gain. Puts the Blue Jays over 200 yards rushing in the game. And now first and 10. Spot the ball. We'll call it not quite to the 34. We'll call it the 33-yard line. 5:20 to go. Burke, a little misdirection. Oh, that's a broken play. And Burke going to be drugged down. Couldn't get the handoff. The backs did a little crossbuck action. Burke had options where he wanted to go with it, but that time they're all back there in a little traffic jam, and the defense got to him.
Rylan Hall doing his job there for Mound City, wrapping him up and bringing him down for a loss.
Loss of a yard. It looked like they were trying to get through a roundabout.
Yeah, roundabout.
Those should find too many people in the way. 4:45. The ball is snapped here. Second and 11. Split the backs. Inside handoff. That's Makin backing up. Boy, it looks like they had him stopped.
Yeah.
The whistle didn't blow. He backpedaled his way out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. They're bringing up second down and 7. He'll pick up 4 on the play.
Chase Meyer in on the tackle along with Noah Oswald.
Third down, 8 yards to go. 7.5, somewhere in that vicinity. 4:12 to play, clock running. Peyton Burke, the senior quarterback, calls the count. Keeps around the right side. He's hit. They've got him in the backfield. Hold on to that leg. The Panthers do. And 2 or 3 more defenders jump on top of Burke. And the ball will be back inside the 35 at the 33.
Quentin Brandon doing his defensive end position, coming up and hanging on tight to that one leg and waiting for his teammates to hit him high and help him out.
Fourth down and 11. Play of the game right here. It could be the game for Rockport if they don't make it here. Fourth and 11, they have it at their own 33-yard line. The back split. Makin's the fullback. Heron outside, backfilling. Burke looking, being chased. Fires up the field. Got a man wide open for a first down. And that is going to be who? I believe that is that Heron making the grab. He's still on the loose up the field inside the 15 and down to around the 11 or 12 yard line. No, 15 is they making the grab there. Five. Who caught it, Troy? I can't get him to turn around.
26 or 18.
About? Yeah. That pretty much narrowed it down. I'm not sure.
Well, that's 50-50.
It's not 20, so I think it was Breck and Kelly, but I'm not sure. 18. But I also thought I saw two of maybe Jacob. Anyway, we'll call it Corbin Jacob from their own 33 down to the Mound City 12-yard line now, first and 10. And a handoff up the middle, and it's going to be Makings, I believe, with a good power run that time for Rockport.
Getting the tackle that time was Eli Caton.
That was a 35-yard pass play on that previous play. This will be a 6-yard run for Micah Makings. And now the clock's down to 2:21. This is working out just great for Rockport here. Second down and 4. The ball out of round. Where are they at? Run to the right side. It's going to be close to the goal line, but pushed out of bounds on the far side. The clock will stop. Carrying the ball again is Makings. They've been giving him the ball more and more here late in this fourth quarter. Makings will move the ball with the carry all the way down to the 1-yard line.
August Meadows, purple jersey, shoving him out of bounds in that far corner.
5-yard gain there. Good for a first down, first and goal to go. Clock stopped. The tackle went out of bounds. Burke, quarterback, under center, making it behind him. Burke going to keep it off balance, but he's in the end zone for the touchdown, and Rockport has their first lead of the ball game. Blue Jays lead it 18-14 with 2:03 to go. A 1-yard touchdown run by Aiden Burke.
Yeah, like you said, he come out of that and did his little turnaround, and he stumbled, but got his balance back under control and punched it in from 1 yard out.
A 10-play, 71-yard drive for the Blue Jays, answering when they needed to. Now up by 4, trying to make it a 6-point, 1-touchdown lead here. Burke back to Makings, trying to get to the end zone. He won't make it. Panthers having him stacked. He tries to turn the corner. So a touchdown could win it for Mound City with 2:03 to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City, your Peru State College Game of the Week. Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Dick or Tasha Arm Connection, Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. With 2:03 left on the clock here in the fourth quarter, quarterback Aiden Burke gets a 1-yard touchdown run to help Rockport take the lead. 10-play, 71-yard drive. 2-point conversion fails. 18-14, Rockport.
Jared Hunter to kick the ball away from the 30-yard line. You're listening to Missouri 8-man football playoff, or football, not playoff, actually, yeah, next week. It is a district game here tonight at Mound City Siglinski Field, and here's the kick. Living Good, the deep man, and it's going to squirt by him and roll into the end zone, and Mound City will take over first and 10, 65 yards from the goal line, and a winning touchdown, perhaps, if they can get it in there. As we said, these two teams, they don't throw it a whole lot. The Mound City now may not have time to just run it up the field unless they can bust a big one here early in the sequence. From the 15, I believe that is Sutton in there. And handoff up the middle, and here's the big play right up the middle. Quentin Brandon breaks loose for Mound City. Clock will stop. Will they move the chains? He's all the way out to the 29-yard line, a 14-yard pickup. Good start for the Panthers.
Cade Makings making the touchdown saving tackle.
Same set. turn, hand the ball off, running the left side, cutting into the middle, and a flag coming in late. Brad Sutton running the ball. That will stop the clock.
Got a face mask.
That's what the Panthers need, but that's not what Rockport needs here. Here comes the man in the white hat. He looks our way. Personal foul, face mask, 15-yard line.
Ouch.
Man. Just like you said earlier, Troy, not a lot of penalties, but man, Rockport, every penalty they committed has been crucial in this ballgame. Face mask, 15 yards. The ball will be spotted at the Rockport 35-yard line. We still got a minute 40 to go. And the Panthers, I believe, have all their timeouts. They're on the left hash mark. Gillenwater calls the count. Gillenwater straight ahead with a handoff to Quentin Brandon. He'll be forward for about 3 yards. He'll bring up second and seven.
Corbin Jacob, sophomore, getting the tackle for Rockport.
186 yards on the ground for Mound City. Gillenwater back, straight ahead. Brandon again, great move, and he is up in the hole. That was close. He is dumped at the first down marker by one of the smaller guys.
Uh-huh.
He got exactly what he needed, 7 yards.
Yep, we got timeout here. And Rockport takes a timeout.
Rockport with the time. 18-14, Rockport leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
What an exciting night here at Seglinski Field. 18-14, Rockport leads. Bouncy football, first and 10, with a minute 12 to go. Ball at the 24 of Rockport. Gillenwater runs the right side of the food leg to the 20, at the 15, the 10, and he's taken out of bounds. And they'll spot him down, first and goal, at the 9-yard line.
Knocking him out of bounds is Cade Makings, and again, saving the touchdown as well.
All right, that was another nice run. From the 26 down to the 9, a 17-yard scamper by the quarterback. Gillenwater, same setup. He may throw. No, he's going to tuck. He's going to run. Ooh, and a big hit knocking him out of bounds. He'll pick up just a couple of yards on that play.
Corbin Jacob, Trulam Tankin are shoving him out of bounds.
Corbin, Gillenwater says, Coach, maybe we can find another play. That one's going to hurt. Got a Panther down with a cramp problem again, I believe. Ryland Hall's been suffering from the cramps here late in this ball game. They spot the ball at the 6.5, we'll call it the 7, a 2-yard gain. So, Mound City.
You know, that right now at this point in the game, he's got to come out. He's your starting center, is Oswald. So it looks like they brought in.
Was it 42, not 24? Okay.
I thought it was 42, but
it could be. So they're out there working on him right now. Coach Jason Tenney, assistant coach Tenney, trying to stretch out that right leg. Coach Stanford's out there.
Got your extra set of eyes on it?
Yeah.
Is it any better?
It's not 42, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Now, you know, Coach Stanford is going to twist on that thing and push.
Yeah, we'll get that crank out of there.
Coach Stanford's got some grip. he's a strong young man, and he grabbed that leg and said,
"We'll get it.
You going to get up now?" I said, "No, I'm fine, Coach. Let me up. Just let me up, Coach. Get me off the field and don't break it."
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't take a timeout. I thought he just had a cramp, which he does. But
yeah.
Now he's sitting up. And we're going to hollow off the field this time.
There you go, 24, Ryland Hall.
Okay, Hall. And he still doesn't have that thing unframed. No. And there's nothing that hurts worse in the world than those Charlie horses. He's going back. He tried to stand up. He's not sure he's going to make it. All right, here we go. Panther football. Gillenwater going to run the bootleg to the right side. That's a five. Inside the five. Down to...
They follow it.
Rockford's got the football, but no signal from the officials. So it will be down to the two-yard line. A gain of five more for Gillenwater. It's third down and goal from the two. I like what they're doing, Troy. You're not taking a chance on a handoff.
Right.
32 seconds, the clock continues to wind. Mount C has got two plays, and they've got two or three timeouts left. Oh, here they come, over the ball once again. Gillenwater, two backs. Gillenwater, quarterback sneak, pushing forward, and no.
No.
Short, down to the half-yard line, under 10 seconds. You've got to call timeout.
Call a timeout here.
Calling a timeout. They're letting the clock run.
He's
3 seconds. There's the timeout with 3 seconds to go. Coach, you cut that a little close for my heart. Now,
yeah.
Don't do that, but I understand completely why.
Yep.
Gillenwater, well, we're going to keep it here this time because we don't want to miss out on anything here. I'd like to take the break, but wow.
Fourth down and goal from the one with 3 seconds left.
Now, Hall's not going to get back in there. He cannot straighten out his left foot. Now, you've got Quentin Brandon is 180-pound senior. You know, in the grand scheme of things, you think he would get it and run it in there on senior night, but
yeah.
He's busted some big plays. But you don't take the chance by not handing it off to the quarterback. Plus, with these new rules, they're not even new anymore, but
no.
You can push from behind now. You'd be a heck of a guy pushing the quarterback from behind.
True.
You know Rockford's going to bunch up that middle.
Uh-huh.
And it might open up the outside. They've been very successful with that little quarterback bootleg for many years here at Mount City, including tonight. And it's all going to come down to one play. Mount City led as many as 14-0. Rockport scored the last 18 points, and here come the Panthers over the ball. It's just inside the one-yard line. Brandon on the left. On the right, he is Brad Sutton for the Panthers. Gillenwater, I think he's going to sneak it. He does, and he didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
That, what a push from the
wow.
Rockport. Man, they just blew in there, and it never had a chance to go.
Wow.
I don't see any flags, do I?
Nope. The referee just held the ball up. That's your game.
Officials from both sides agree he did not make it. Man, I'll tell you what, whoever came up the middle in there for Rockport did a great job. Mount City just couldn't get the push they needed there. And the final score is Rockport Blue Jays 18, Mount City Panthers 18-14, the final score. We'll wrap it up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The radiology department at Nemaha County Hospital offers key radiology services for our patients, including mammograms, CT scans, MRIs, bone density testing, and ultrasounds. If you're a woman 40 or over, talk to your doctor about when and how often you should get a mammogram. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808. Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City here, Siglinski Field, home of the Mound City Panthers. And we had a very exciting finish. Didn't turn out the way the Mound City wanted it. But here is your recap presented by Highland Community College. I'll get it out.
Hey, get your butt in.
They're close to home and far from death. Learn more at highlandcommunitycollege.edu. All right, so in the first quarter, you had a 37 seconds left, a two-yard run by Quentin Brandon of Mound City, and two-point conversion failed after one quarter, 6-0 Mound City. In the third quarter, 45-yard run by Quentin Brandon. The two-point conversion from Gillingwater to Caton made it 14-0 Mound City. And then it was Rockport from there on in the third quarter. Two-yard run by Micah Makings. Two-point conversion failed, 14-6 Mound City. And then on a two-yard pass from Burke to Kelly, six-play, 53-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed, 14-12 Mound City. And with 2:03 left on the clock, one-yard run by Burke, 10-play, 71-yard drive, two-point conversion failed. Rockport takes the lead 18-14. And with the time running out on fourth and goal, with 3 seconds left, Mound City tried to squeak it in, but the Rockport defense stood up and pushed him backwards to finish the game. And there's your final, Rockport 18, Mound City 14.
What a game.
Man,
best game I've seen this year.
What a finish.
I'm just lining up here a little bit, getting some final numbers on this thing. They're going to be pretty close. 17-19, 24-25,
and it is a heartbreaker for Mound City, but they played a very good game, and they did what they needed to do and just, you know, come up one yard short.
Yeah, that's all you can ask.
But good, exciting 8-man Missouri game. Again, Mound City will go down to 2-7, and Rockport will improve to 6-4.
And
6-3.
Mound City will be playing probably, if we think, it's South Holt next Friday night in the first round of the district playoff, and this should cement for sure Rockport's bye into 2 weeks. They should have a week off. So the numbers, Troy, thanks for covering here. Rockport tonight, their players that we have some numbers for, their quarterback, Aiden Burke, I had him 12 carries, 94 yards, a couple of touchdowns, 4 out of 6 passing for 79 yards of the ballgame. Mike Makings, 14 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown. He had 11 for 48 in the second half. And we had 20 carries for 58 yards for Philip Herron for Rockport and one catch for 8 yards. So that was their leaders on offense tonight. Mound City quarterback Cole Gillenwater, 8 carries, 42 yards in the ball game. Make that 10 for 42, 1-2 passing for 9 yards. It was their senior running back on senior night, Quentin Brandon. He ran 17 times for 105 yards of the ballgame, had that big fake punt pass for 19 yards and a first down. And we also had Nick Ivey, the freshman, 9 carries for 38 yards and 2 catches for 28 yards in the ballgame tonight for the Mound City Panthers, who got gave it all they had, and just a great defensive play at the end there by Rockport. Fourth and goal with 3 seconds to go with the ball on your half-yard line, and they blew up the middle and got them stopped. Congratulations, Rockport, and Coach Dalton Jones. That was a heck of a play and a very, very nice comeback.
Yep.
Well, that is going to wrap it up tonight for us here at Mound City High School. It's the Glinski Field. We're going to call it good. We'll have some playoff action for you next week. Johnson Brock's in action Friday out at Binkelman.
Dundee County.
Long ways away from the area, but they'll be out there taking on Dundee County Stratton. That'll be a 3:30 game next Friday. We'll have that on the air on Sunny 101.3, and we'll find out who else makes the playoff.
That's Mountain Time Zone, too.
Ooh.
Better tell Randy that.
Better check the time and make sure. Better check it all out. But anyway, we'll have that. And Auburn's in the playoffs. Pawnee City's in the playoffs. Mount City's in the playoffs. All playing next Friday night. So we'll let you know. We'll figure it all out and go from there. So for our game tonight, that's it. 18-14, the final score for Troy Nelson and Logan Carpenter, our engineer. We'll call it good for Mount City. Good night, everybody.